Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Full Force Newsburst live with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com. And tonight's episode, technically brought to you by A Toy Kind of Mood. Massive shout out to Trav and the team who put on an amazing interview with the Hasbro team, Emily, Lenny, and Tony. And that stream last night, well, kind of went premiere last night. Absolutely banging interview. Name only reveals galore. I'm not jealous. I am, but that's amazing. Again, really happy for the team. And of course, good friends with Travis. Just want to shout out their awesome channel and go check out that interview. Link in the description, of course, as well. So after this, you can go and check out that interview if you haven't seen it already. Definitely worth a watch. Emily, Lenny, and Tony are the best. So it's great to have all their banter. Check that out. But yeah, we're talking about obviously some of the information that came out of that interview, some very interesting tidbits. And also thanks to Trav and the team for shouting our channel out constantly in that particular interview. That was very, very nice of you guys as well to do so. Heard our name, the Full Force, and my name pop up a few times. So thank you very much for that, bud. Anyway, let's get into it. We've got some cool stuff to talk about, and not only are we talking about the stuff that we already know, but we're going to be updating some listings as well, guys. Yes, I know. We might be able to fill in some of the blanks here. So what kind of crap is that that Trav and Co. get the scoop? Dude, I feel like everyone's got the scoops now. Adventures in Collecting got name only reveals. I asked for them and was told no. I was like, no, we don't have anything for you. I was like, okay, cool. And then a few days later, that's hurt. That hurt. I'm not going to lie. Joking aside, as I just said, totally, totally stoked just to get more information. And of course, to talk about it here. This is what we're here for. So let's get on. Let's get into it, shall we? And a little bit, a name only reveal chat. And also, let me know in the comments as well, if you guys saw the interview last night as well, what did you think? What were some of the kind of like high points for you guys? Obviously, we're going to be talking about the name only reveals now in detail, but any other kind of things that popped out of there that you were really interested in hearing? I must admit, I quite liked it when Tony started talking about the specifics between different types of paintwork and kind of like painting and stuff for customizing and what have you, and for just, you know, actual... you know, for the actual paint models and stuff. That was really cool, like dry brushing and washes and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, for a lot of us, it was stuff we've heard many, many times before, but it was nice to hear Tony kind of go into the details of that stuff. That was kind of cool. In any case, right, we're going to get to all of that, Viper Scout, but don't worry, we've got the lowdown for you on what Falcon and what Cobra Commander they're talking about. Now, again, a lot of people are kind of like, you know, the usual kind of maybe reading into it a little bit too much, but it is kind of in front of our faces, and we will get to both of those. We'll start actually with Cobra Commander. Now, it is my understanding that the one they're discussing, the one they're talking about, is very, very likely the retro carded Cobra Commander. Very likely. That's not to say that we're not getting another type of Cobra Commander, like a battle armor or what have you, but I do think that the one they are talking about is the retro carded Cobra Commander, one that we've already been taught, one that we've discussed many times on the show. It's the retro Casey code name that's on the listings, and it would make sense. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Future Fortress. We'll talk about that part in the future Fortress Maximus. Now, some people are saying, you know, like, could it be the hooded one? Could it be the Battle Armor Cobra Commander one? Pretty sure they're just talking about the retro one that's coming in the next retro wave. And again, like I said, we've known about that for a while. We've talked about it on the channel. It's been up on the listings for a long time. But I'm taking that as full on, almost confirmation of taking that Cobra Commander. Even though they didn't say retro, taking it out of that kind of like unofficial leaks section and putting it in the name only reveals section. Now I'm going to go out on a limb and just and say that. Now, as I've just mentioned, there could be multiple Cobra Commanders coming. So I don't feel too like going out on a limb on that one, that the one they're talking about is the retro one. Some people might, you know, might think, yeah, it's not very exciting, what have you. But, you know, like I take a few things, like let's look at this from a certain from their perspective. You know, when they were kind of thinking about like what name only reveals should we drop, you know, they were kind of put on the spot with it. And I wonder if that was because in terms of thinking about it, the one that made sense to maybe kind of just say and get out of the way, or was another Cobra Commander, based on the fact they'd already talked about Once a Man Cobra Commander from the reveal over WonderCon. That was just my thought process of how maybe their brains were working at that point. But it did feel like it was the retro one they were discussing. Emily even said she's not going to tell you like which type or which one or what have you. And for me, I think she was probably thinking in the retro lineup. She mentioned Wave at one point. So whatever version it's going to be, it's either going to be a retro or it's going to be mainline. That made a lot of sense to me, the way that she mentioned it as being what else is in that wave sort of thing, you know? So anyway, Len, I'll get to that Viper Scout. Don't you worry. We'll get to it. Don't you worry. I'm going to reveal what Falcon is. Do not have a absolute worry about that. We'll get to that in a second. So anyway, yeah, Cobra Commander, I assume based on, and again, I watched this multiple times. I just watched it just before we came on just to make sure I didn't miss anything. No other information was given. And Cobra Commander effectively is what, from what I imagine, again, this is like what we already know, added in with where I think they were going with it. I think we're talking retro Cobra Commander. Now, that, like I said, that's not to say, because it's hard to, I'm like, it's kind of like reading minds at this point, because they can say there's another Cobra Commander coming and it's might just be the retro, but I have a feeling there are a lot of Cobra Commanders coming. I feel like, you know, maybe even the level 4 was coming. I like that height to me. He's like, sorry, I think I got you yelled at. No talking in class, guys. I'm just kidding. I thought Viper Scout. I thought you were asking, you were kind of like trying to say like, oh, it's what, you know, I just want you to know, we're going to get to Falcon shortly. You can talk as much as you like in class. I don't know why I'm being such a gatekeeper in the comments. You guys talk as much as you want. I'm so sorry. Now I feel really bad. But I did. That was like, stop it. We'll talk about that later. You hold your tongue until we get to that one. I mean, let's face it. Battle Armor Cobra Commander would be phenomenal. And I assume will happen at some point. So it's not a bad bet to say, hey, let's just assume with what Emily is saying that there's a retro and a Battle Armor coming. Let's just say that, because I'm happy with that. I'm cool with that. I may even change the graphic to be like half retro, half Battle Armor Cobra Commander. I'll do that probably in the future, because I think, because it is an element, isn't it? It is an element of like, you know, you just don't know, because there is an element here of mind reading, because you don't know what she's referring to, because we do know a retro Cobra Commander's coming. She also knows that, but she also knows that maybe other Cobra Commanders are coming. So yeah, I can't confirm that one. All I'm saying is I'm assuming. And you know what happens when you assume? You make an, yeah. Who said the Hooded One is not happening? No one said the Hooded One isn't happening, Thanos. It's just a little bit unlikely. We do know that that it's been pitched a few times at different stages, different kind of points in the history of the Classified series, and each time they've basically been turned down. Source, well, that would be like, again, I can't tell you a lot of that information. You could have to take my word for it. But if you're not gonna, you know, if we don't see it, you know, that's the reason why. I don't know what more to tell you really on that one. Also, we did like a while back, and this is kind of like just kind of adds to, I suppose, to the what's the word? This adds to the confirmation or the official stance on it, is that Brian at Super 7 explained in like an interview that the hooded Cobra Commander was off the table for them to do. That was something that he said. It was probably about a year or so ago now that he mentioned that, but that was on actual wax. That was on like an interview, and he said that he was told like point blank they couldn't do that one. But who know, again, things change, and I'm also going to say that I don't think that one's off the table anymore necessarily. It might be a little controversial, but at the same time, yeah, look, Baron Zemo came out, didn't it? But I don't know. I don't know what the current standpoint is. I just know that based on precedent, that's what's happened a number of times. And I can say with certainty that they have pitched Cobra Commander with a hood a number of times in the Classified series lifetime span. And it has been turned. They've said no. They've just gone another direction with it. Yeah. Completely different brand and license holder. Absolutely. But they were told no based on that. He was told why, Matt, at the same time. So it was that thing of like, you know, you have the confirmation, their stance, where they were at that point in time. Like I said, that could have changed. And you never know. That could have been the one that she's talking about. And like I said, you're sort of mind reading at this point, because Emily made it so vague and broad that it could have been any Cobra Commander. But as you know, we already know Cobra Commander is Casey in the retro series, the retro card back series, and some of the listings. So that's about as much as I'll go into with Cobra Commander, because like I said, it was left quite open. There was no specific retro battle armor version for I can't think of any more black costume. I don't know, there was no specific this is what it's going to be. Do you know what I mean? So but like I said, we know retro come in, so that's where my assumption's lying. And I probably won't even reach out and ask them, because I usually get the same response, so we can't say anything about future product. They genuinely say that to me all the time. Once a man Cobra Commander is coming, that's what she was. Well, obviously not, because she specified that was not the one she was talking about. Anyway, Old Snake would be great. Future Fortress Maximus, Old Snake would be phenomenal, and with all the Transformers crossover talk, that's not a bad shout. Maybe I'm gonna have to make that graphic. It's gonna have to have about 50 images in it, isn't it, basically? Anyway, let's move on, because like I said, I'm assuming they're talking. Oh yeah, Star Brigade, of course. I'm assuming they're talking retro, and that's all I'll say on that one. Anyway, next up, and you might wonder why I've chosen Nightforce Falcon for the Falcon reveal, because there's a few different Falcons it could be. It could be a retro Falcon that they redo completely. It could be it could be a Sonic Fighters Falcon. No, we're 1,000% sure this is Nightforce Falcon, because we have information that we're going to reveal on the listings very shortly. And we'll get into that as well, because a few things were mentioned. It's part of a two-pack. And we know that there is a two-pack for the Walmart line. We also know what's in it. And I'm finally allowed... I can now say... I'm just going to put him in there, into that one on the listings, and we'll reveal that in a second. But at least that, you know, we can tick off and be certain that's what they're talking about, because of all the information Lenny gave leading up to the reveal. Anyway. No, I think, let's face it, Ionic Blood 666. I know you just said if it's the same Falcon face, I would throw up. Clearly it's not, is it? They talked for a while about that Falcon on the show, and I'm glad they kind of spoke about it, and they were as open as they could be, weren't they? Let's face it. I know Tony talked a little bit about it, but I don't think Lenny was obviously excited to say there's another Falcon coming. It's almost like, you know, there's another Beachhead coming, and that was a redo. Do you know what I mean? There's another this coming. There's another Duke, another Scarlet, yada, yada, yada. So I have a feeling it's, you know, yeah, it's going to be a new Falcon, and I think we can all be very excited about that. Now, let's get into the listings element of it. So, of course, the other thing I'll mention as well, a lot of people were thinking, was Sneak Peek involved? Was it? No, but we'll get to this in a second. Now, As I said, these are the listings that we had for you guys on the last episode. Obviously, things are going to be changing very shortly. Now, obviously, Cobra Commander Retro KCF9677 hasn't changed for the amount of times we've been doing this. Like, that's been there for ages. Or I should say, it's been there since we found out that Gargamel wasn't Cobra Commander. And yes, that was an error, but that was an error on our sources part. And again, I still think that maybe something was changed and moved. That's all I'm saying. I feel like they were probably going to come out the gate with Duke, Scarlet, and Cobra Commander, and something was changed in the line plan. That's what I think happened, but I could be wrong, and I don't have any confirmation about that, and I'm just trying to say that to justify us being wrong about something. anyway, so yeah, Cobra Commander Retro Casey, and that's who I think they're talking about in this reveal. But like I said, I'm 1,000% down for Battle Armor and any other version of Cobra Commander. Now, you may notice on this list, there is a Walmart exclusive, and it is HB Zorak, and it is a two-pack, which we revealed very recently on the last couple of episodes ago. I revealed that was a two-pack. I also revealed it was a character two-pack. It wasn't a troop builder two-pack like Whipsnakes. Yes, it's that HB Zorak F9439 Walmart exclusive. Thus we know it's Night Force Falcon. Okay, so Night Force Falcon is one of those characters in the Zorak 2-pack. We know that because that was the information we got ages ago. So we've known about this 2-pack for the longest time. We've known that Night Force Falcon is one of the characters, and we know that there is another character in that set as well. That hasn't been name only revealed yet. But I'm not going to say any more on that one. I'm going to leave that one a little bit open. But RKW, so where is the low light 2-pack? Well, we're assuming it's MM Scrappy. That's what we're assuming. Because I might as well just say it. We know the Low Light and Spirit 2-pack is a Pulse exclusive. Because of that, we know that the only Pulse exclusive listing we have left is Scrappy. But that doesn't mean that that's what it is. That just means the only one that we have found or have access to. We don't know. There might be others knocking about that are Pulse exclusives that we just don't have that information on. But yeah. Now, I will say... I will give you a bit more information about the Night Force Falcon 2-pack. It is like an ultimate enemy situation. It's a good guy and a bad guy. So in this sense, you've got Night Force Falcon and you have another character, but on the bad faction in the 2-pack with Night Force Falcon. So that... why is Bam Bam Storm Shadow version 2? I haven't said that. Who said that? Or are you just joking? Because, yeah, that is, I don't know. That, again, Bam Bam is that one that I can't give any information about because we haven't had a name-only reveal for them. And we have... Can I say anything else? No, I can't. I really can't on that one. So with Bam Bam, we just have to wait on that one. Because I think it'll be that thing where we'll see what it is like leaked, you know, the night before or something. But we still don't know what some of the, like I said, MM Scrappy is highly likely to be the low light spirit 2-pack. Highly likely, not confirmed though. So as soon as we can get that confirmed, then great. But at the moment, we just don't know. So it's really a bit of guesswork. Fred Deluxe, not a sausage. But if that turns out to be Battle Armor Cobra Commander, and that's what Emily's talking about, I'm going to go absolutely backflips crazy because that would be amazing. But we don't know what Fred Deluxe is. We also don't know what the Whipsnakes Troop Builder 2-pack is, but we want it so hard to be Royal Guards, it's not even funny. Blossom VEH is an Amazon or Fanmazon. We don't know exactly which one, but it's one of those because it's... you know, it's in an Amazon listing, basically. And Blossom VEH could very well be, because it's a vehicle, so it could very well be one of those like either quick and dirty kind of repaint scenario things, because it kind of came in and around other vehicles. And it's not like, you know, the vehicles, like, I feel like they've managed to almost like sneak out the ones they're doing, sort of like they've kind of leaked out a little bit. So I would be surprised if it was anything other than like a repaint of like a Vamp or something. So like maybe the Stinger, possibly, we don't know. That one, we have no clue. But we, again, from like a process of elimination and a little bit of educated guessing, it's possible that it could be the Stinger. Same thing with that. And that's it. Yeah, there aren't any more listings that we're aware of. Then, of course, we've got Oki and Azrael. Not a clue. Not a sausage with the retro wave, unfortunately, still to this day. Obviously, Cobra Commander. We know that one. But the other two, anybody's guess at this stage. And Sci-Fi got a name only reveal, then vanished from all conversation. Sci-Fi never got a name only reveal. Not an official one. But I don't think it's very long profit director until we see Sci-Fi. Take that how you will. But I think we'll see Sci-Fi within the next couple of years. Within the next year. Forgot what year it was. Within the next year, I think we'll see a Sci-Fi. Definitely do think we will. But he has not been officially name only revealed, for absolute damn sure. What about that Storm Shadow that's in the background of Desert Snake Eye? It's just regular Storm Shadow, Marcus, by the way. That isn't website Storm Shadow. I did get confirmation on that. It's just regular Storm Shadow, just far away. I think people were kind of looking into that a little bit. I mean, I do it all the time. Trust me, you and many other people are not alone in that thought of like, well, obviously you wouldn't be if you were many other people, but you know what I mean? You weren't alone in thinking, oh, could that be the web? I immediately thought, oh, I wonder if that is the Yakuza tattoo kind of, you know, higher toys sort of vibe, you know, website. In fact, he was leaked. That first Snake Eyes was leaked by the Malaysian Adventure Camp Facebook page. Do you remember that? Oh my God, that takes me back to the Malaysian Adventure Camp days. But the Storm Shadow that's in the background of the Desert Snake Eyes is regular Storm Shadow. It's just far away. It kind of looks a little bit like something else. But no, I did ask them that question, and I have mentioned that on the channel a few times before. Not saying that you should have remembered or you should have noticed, because I know not everyone sees every episode and every second of everything I do, and I get that. But that apparently, according to Lenny and the team, it was just regular Storm Shadow, classified Storm Shadow. What more can I say here? So what are the questions at the moment? Do you think there will be more for 2024 or 2204? That's a hell of a year, that is, Nyctimus Prime. Or is what on the list it? I don't know to answer that question. I feel like what we've got... I feel like we're going to get that standard rate retail wave of four for Yojo June, right? I feel like we'll get Atlas Deluxe, Nemesis Immortal, Road Pig and his animal companion. I'm not gonna slip up on that one. Maybe the Sarge, maybe the two pack for you know, Low Light and Spirit. You know, Raptors obviously SDCC, Stardust is obviously Pulse Con, so we know when we're getting those. But I feel like Yojo June's probably gonna cover quite a lot of this. And then we're gonna be left with, you know, retro the 60th as well. I think that's all going to be bundled into Yojo June, with maybe a few kind of like of those exclusives and stuff that will trickle out after the fact. You know, obviously you'll have Raptor for SDCC, but then I think you might even see maybe like, you know, a cheeky vehicle or something like that, kind of on like a standalone thing in the year. The obviously the Walmart thing is probably going to be when the Walmart had their next event. Same for Target. Is there anything Target on there? I think we've done all the Target stuff that we know of. Yeah. So I would imagine there might be a few other things for 2024 that we don't know yet, because everything after that seems to be 2025. And it could be that they do a pre-order drop at the end of the year for the first lot of stuff on the 2025 list, but it comes out in like delivered in hand in 2025. But it's hard to kind of say, like it's not like an exact science sometimes. I mean, it is to them because they're working on it very strictly. But for what we end up seeing, you know, things, plans could have changed, timelines could have changed. But for the most part, not very much. But you know what I'm saying. To answer your question, Nyctimus Prime, I don't really know. I think we've got the majority of it, but you never know. There could be more to come. The two groups of listings that you see on like this list, 2024, and then the 2025 listings that we'll be doing in a second, that is everything listings wise that we're aware of. That doesn't mean it's everything listings wise though, if that makes sense. Why not the other two retros be Cobra Officer and Trooper? No reason at all, Jeffrey, for those to be the case. But I think it might be. Do you know what? I think one of those might be in there. I think like they love a troop builder. We sort of know one that should have been here a bit sooner, or one that they planned like early on in the line. And not the Major Blood I'm talking about. There's another one. So it's a possibility that one of those could be one that, you know, dragged up from previous. And the other, like, it's just one of those things where it could be anything. We just don't know. As soon as we do know and there's been a name only reveal for it, then you'll know. But if it's a case of it just, you know, it comes out and we don't know that entire time, then so be it. But it could be a trooper because they love having a troop builder in the retro waves, don't they? Although the Duke Scarlet Recondo one wasn't a troop builder, but Eels and Snow Serpent made up for that in the next one. Roadblock will be in the last retro card wave. Okay, cool. Says Raging's Herbert. I'd love a kind of retro Roadblock of the version 2 that was kind of the version 1 classified one. As much as I do like that figure, don't get me wrong, but I think I would like to see that Roadblock sort of tried, done again, but the more vintage style with the vintage, that kind of massive like machine gun he had. It wasn't an M60, was it? But it was crazy cool. Silver one with like quite thin, but it was that massive like blooming machine gun that had a stock that was kind of fused into it, wasn't it? It didn't actually come out, I don't think. Not that I recall anyway, but it had the tripod, didn't it? It did have a tripod, didn't it? The version 2. I'm not just making that up, am I? God, that was the first Roadblock I had and I loved it. And then my mate David Buckle put it in his pocket. When we were at school and I handed it to him and he put it in his pocket because the bell went and we had to go into school and I wasn't near him at the time. So he didn't want to he didn't want to get told off having a toy on him. So he put it in his pocket. And then after that session, he came out and met me outside. He reached into his pocket to pull it out and Roadblock was in pieces because the O-ring snapped. But I didn't know, like I was a kid, I didn't know about the whole, like you could fix it and put a new O-ring in it. No clue. So I ended up throwing it away. Oh, did I? Or did I just end up keeping it? I'm pretty sure I did throw it away, you know, because I don't have it anymore. Yeah, I threw it away. How sad is that? Oh. Will we see sci-fi sometime before the line ends? Yeah, we will. Please, a Nightforce sci-fi without neon green suit colour. Actually, that sci-fi that's in the kind of late, like that other version of him is really cool. That later version of him is amazing. I love that kind of grey and yellow kind of vibe. That was really cool. Nightforce Falcon and Nightforce Outback calling it. It's not, because it's a good guy, bad guy scenario, Stygian. And last I checked, Outback is not a bad guy. When Tony was talking about the battle bunker, he kept looking at Emily, maybe afraid to give something away. Josh, I felt the same way, genuinely. And I completely forgot about that until you just brought it up. When he was talking about it, you saw him get all coy and like look to his right. Yeah, I'd like to do the battle bunker. And it was kind of like, is that a clue? And it was really good. I'm really glad you noticed that, because I thought, nah, probably not. But no, that's amazing. That Storm Shadow is a weird digital mock-up. If you look, I mean, we did look close at it, and that's why I posed the question to the team. But they said to me, it's just classified snake eyes. I'd be surprised if we didn't. Like, if you look closely at it, the problem is it's so small and far in the background that the details don't. You can't be trusted. So where it looked like he has, like, it does kind of look like he's got something on his face, but then you zoom out and it's just the pixelation of what would be his mask, his regular white mask. But the pixelation makes it weird when you get real close to it. And like, you can see what you want to see sometimes in those things. And I also did the same thing. I was like, oh, it's got to be, it has to be. And then I asked the question, they told me no. And I'm like, okay, cool. So as far as they are concerned, it is not a different Storm Shadow. And there was no reason for them to say, it's not the website one, or it's not this one or that one, because it doesn't necessarily mean that figure's going to come out. It just, I mean, it really doesn't, because that exists art-wise in the line, sort of, in a way. And it actually exists sort of in action figure form with Higher Toys as well. And sort of everything but the tattoo in Titan form and kind of other little like mini figures and stuff like that. So there's definitely, like, you know, it wouldn't be like a thing where they're hiding something. Do you know what I mean? So I didn't really think they were lying to me. I know I was told I couldn't have any name only reveals, and then they dropped two more. That's not the point here. Still bitter. I'm just kidding. But like, I think, you know, it's you have to kind of, at that point, you just have to go, yeah, okay, fair enough. It's not that Storm Shadow. And it doesn't also, don't forget, that doesn't mean we're not going to get that version of Storm Shadow. They are going to want to do multiple versions of Storm Shadow, right? If that version is as popular as it seems to be online, and it's Storm Shadow, so there are people that collect only Storm Shadows. I'm looking at you, Ben Conway, of Skeletron fame. And if there are, you know, people that collect, like, you know, just like, I don't know, just the main crew or the main, but they stick to, like, you know, they do kind of stretch out to get other versions of that main crew. Like, Storm Shadow would be a good one for them to do in all sorts of versions. So I don't think it's off the table. I'm not saying that because that Storm Shadow in the background isn't the website one, and I call it the website one because that was like the main way of us seeing it, doesn't mean it's not happening in the line. So just because I'm saying that Storm Shadow in the background of that Desert Snake Eyes thing isn't the one you think it is, I'm not saying we're not going to see the one that you want to see in the line, if that makes sense. I'd be surprised if we didn't get the Blackout Storm Shadow before we got our 1988 Storm Shadow. Blackout Storm Shadow. Oh, Operation Blackout. I get what you're saying. I think we're going to... I mean, the version 2's got to happen, hasn't it? I think it has to. It has to. I mean, it's going to happen. Let's face it. Plus, we know it's going to happen, so let's face it, right? Night Force Falcon and Night Force Rock and Roll, just because I want a new rock and roll. Jeremy. It's not Globulus, Harrison. We know Oh, hang on. Sorry. I read Globulus and thought Nemesis Immortal for some reason. Globulus. I can tell you it's not Globulus, though, Harrison, unfortunately. As cool as that would be, I think Globulus would have to be something much more deluxe. Do you know what I mean? I think it'd have to be way more deluxe than, like, just snuck in with another figure. But that would be wicked, though, wouldn't it? Because of, you know, of course, the classic battle in the cartoon, the movie, the animated movie, it would make amazing sense. But I think Globulus has to be done sort of like, he'd have to be like SDCC or PulseCon or some sort of like crazy deluxe vibe figure pet. Would you call that a pet that he squidges into? Figure vehicle, probably, I guess. Question, Sir Stanley, with May 4th, Star Wars HasLab delayed, could that move up the Joe HasLab earlier in June? I don't know. I'm sure, like, I don't know actually on that one. I'm sure they have their own, because this is the thing. Yes, there's going to be kind of cross communication every now and again with certain brand teams, and especially when it comes to HasLab, the company are going to know what's happening, and they don't want to have it so that like some things overlap to the point of them not getting the most out of what both of those would be, because they've got to look at maximizing profits and all that kind of crap, right? So they've got to look at it like, if we're doing a Star Wars HasLab, we want that to be successful, and we know the classified one is probably going to be pretty solid. Let's face it, it's probably going to be one that's going to do good numbers, almost certainly will fund, almost certainly will, you know, reach stretch goals. I'm not saying it's going to break records, but you know, it's almost certainly going to be a pretty exciting period of time for Joe again, right? As they've proven to be twice in a row now. I mean, you never know, it could be a massive drop off, but I think they'd want to maximize that as much as possible. But at the same time, the brand team are working to a very specific line plan that they want to make sure happens. And yeah, plans change. But doing that is going to definitely affect other releases of pre-orders and figures and exclusives and vehicles and figures and pets and all that jazz. So if they're going to have, if that's going to be affected as well, they've got to think about that too and where these things fit properly. But I wouldn't be surprised if they've got a spot for what they're doing with Joe and they're sticking with it. Wouldn't surprise me at all. But I don't know is the answer, Stanley. Could it? Possibly. Will it? Don't know. Don't even know when it's going to be. I assume it was going to be at like the end of the month. Like they're going to do like a whole month of crazy stuff like they've done in the past. But who knows? Joel, you said bad guy. I did, with Night Force Falcon. Yeah, we have three factions that can fill that spot. Well, not really, because you have pretty much any Cobra character joining this theme. Do you know what I mean? So, like, we've had what? Shadow Tracker? Viper? No. Shadow Tracker, Mole Rats... Crimson Alley Viper. I mean, that, you know, that isn't a faction, is it? I mean, it's Crimson, obviously. That's a faction, I guess. What else have we had? Am I forgetting anything? So I wouldn't say there's only three factions that can fill that spot. I would suggest, well, the other thing is it's not a troop builder, so it's a character, Joel. That's another thing I mentioned that was missed. So it's a character versus a character. It's not a troop builder. So it's Night Force Falcon versus somebody else. That's all I can say on it, though. But that, just to kind of put you back on the track of what it could be in terms of that. Retro carded Cobra Trooper should be a no-brainer. It will sell out any number they produce. Agreed, Thanos, on that one. Agreed. Hawk version 3. He's on Hawk's box. Yeah, but again... Again, I would suggest that 100% I want them to do that figure and the jetpack kind of Hawk. And I would also suggest that just because it's on the box doesn't mean that... it's going to happen, I think, personally. It's a freaking awesome Hawk figure. It's a jetpack. It has to happen. And yeah, like in some cases, you'll see characters that are in the line already in the background. Norgahyde, for example, in the background of Metalhead's artwork, who, yeah, did come after the fact, but he was planned. I'm with you, though. I think we have to see Hawk version 3, and he is on a box. But it's not every single time that it happens that that's what you're getting. It's just that they thought it'd be a nice, fun little homage to throw in there. And Chris, did Lenny show the ferret and scout for the first time in hand? I think it was, yeah. I think it was. I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember seeing that anywhere. I was very happy for that. It was a nice little kind of bonus to have that on hand to show that the blast effects go in the exhaust ports. That was pretty dope. But no, they look really good, and I'm really excited to get. And the frigging thing's massive. That ferret is gigasmic, which is a combination of words. Yeah, it might have been the first time, and that was kind of awesome. Thunder Machine. Yeah, well, Thunder Machine is a sort of kind of leak in it, but not. I don't know. We'll have to see, won't we, what pans out with that. Based on the Joe movie, Serpentor and Falcon makes the most sense. What I'm going to stop doing is saying no to all of your guesses. I'm going to start with this one. This is the last one I'm doing it for, RKW, but it's not Serpentor. That would have been kind of fun, though. Do they start the 2025 pre-orders in November, December? Maybe, Chris? I don't know. I can't even... I think Emily said something about there was a December drop and then there was an April drop, wasn't there, she was talking about. So I think that sounds about right. So maybe that last... Or maybe the first four in the 2025 are revealed in 2024 going into 2025. I think that's probably why we've got so many figures in that year. And then the last four could be going into 2026, couldn't they, technically? We may not be around for 2204. Indeed, Jeffrey, I don't think we will. Would love to see them go back and re-release out-of-print classified figures from launch for people to get ones they missed and exclusives. Abigor, that is an interesting point, actually, because I know they're sort... I think they feel like they're doing that with the retro releases in some cases, but I'm kind of with you on that one. It would be nice if they reissued, like, as they were, because I think people would still probably jump on, like, a short run of those. definitely, in actual fact. Especially for, like... What, Mindbender seems to be difficult to get hold of, especially for people in the UK and outside of the US and Canada. Serpentor is another one that I think got a bit short shrift. Was Zartan another one that was difficult to get hold of, I want to say? Master of Disguise? Anyway, is Bam Bam part of the next wave, says Mr. Cheeseburger? Yeah, he's that one there in the bottom of the screen. Standard retail wave of four, Alpine, Iron Grenadier Bat, Iron Grenadiers, and Bam Bam. Wonder which 2024 listing is Once a Man CC. That's a good point. I don't think... Excuse me. Is Once a Man CC 2024, though? I thought it was 2025. I'll have to double check on that one. But did Emily specify that then? Because I can't remember. It's too much information on this one. Maybe it's a good shout, but maybe he's not on any of these listings. Maybe it's like a separate listing entirely. I guess we'll find out what we... There's loads of comments. Sorry, guys. I've missed loads. I'm trying to get caught up without... I'm not going to get to every single one. I'm very, very sorry. Standing tripod like a camera tripod. Oh, version 2 robot. Yeah, I thought he did. I remember it. Like, I can see it. I can feel it. Saw machine gun. Thank you, Jeffrey. Yeah, it was oversized, but it seems to be right for Roblox. It just is a cool machine gun for him. And it was a really cool update for that figure, because obviously the Mardus was dope. But, like, I just thought it was really fun that they gave him that kind of a different one, which almost became quite iconic. It was iconic for me, for Roblox. So I'd love to see that version of the figure done with that big machine gun and maybe, like, a working bipod and, of course, the tripod as well. That'd be wicked. And some other stuff, too. That'd be kind of cool. You think we'll have any more reveals here in May or probably no more? I don't think we'll have anything until June now, Toy Bounty Hunter. I could be wrong, but I can't think of anything that we might know. What? It's a month, man. Like, I don't think we'll see anything in May. I really don't. I could be wrong. It could be like a one-off, maybe a one-off drop. I think it's more likely we'll see a Dragonfly update. I think it's more likely we'll see a Dragonfly update. And if we don't, then I expect to see something in June. But that could be the one kind of like thing, like a little event that we get for G.I. Joe in May. It would be some sort of Dragonfly update, and they'll show off like Ripcord and Crazy Legs and Glenda, that kind of thing. That's what I genuinely think we will see within this month leading up to June. Because don't forget, it's going to be mental in June. It's going to be like, there's going to be so many things and stuffs and reveals and pre-orders, and it's just going to be an absolute nightmare tornado of amazing things, but just like overwhelmingly crazy. I think, anyway, based on the fact that I can see what's bloody coming. Will we see Cold Slither before the line ends? I hope so. And I went a little bit Cold Slither there as well with it, didn't I, Prophet Director? Didn't I just answer that question, Stanley? With May 4th Star Wars HasLab delayed, could that move up the Joe HasLab earlier? And yeah, I've already answered that. Maybe I went back a few messages. Sorry. The HasLab is 99% certain to be the Rattler. It's so logically obvious, or lobvious. Logvious. Logically obvious. Obviogically. Obviogically, it's got to be the Rattler, hasn't it? I don't know, but I would be down for that. I think that'd be a crazy, that would be another crazy one, wouldn't it? I mean, it makes a lot, like in your kind of logically obvious kind of terminology you've used there, Thanos. I think that, and don't snap me out of reality right now, but like, I think that with like the logic aspect that we're applying to this, it's come up a bunch of times. It was talked about as a very viable option during SDCC. They even went into detail about kind of like how you would store it on its side, taking up less space on your shelf because it's that kind of vertical space rather than horizontal space because you're on a stand, so a flight stand, et cetera, et cetera. So I think with all of that said, the fact that it's a smaller plane based on some of the other ones, like, you know, you look at the Sky Striker and you think that might be a little bit out of, you know, probably not. But the Rattler is that kind of, it's a stubbier kind of shorter plane, but it's still going to be massive. It's got loads of cool features. Obviously Wild Weasel would be a great addition in there. And then when you talk about like all of the tiers that you could do, there's loads of cool things you could do. You could do like Pilot Baroness or like a Pilot Cobra Commander. You could do like some really cool, like Air Force sort of, you know, like the Cobra Air Trooper, kind of like 25th style. There's loads of different things they could do, that would be kind of cool with it. But yeah. What we saying? Night Viper would make sense, but not as a trooper. Oh yeah, sorry, we're talking about, yeah, James. I'm not doing the yes no thing anymore, but I'll let you have your thoughts with this one. That's totally cool. Version 2 Storm is a banger, and a switch to Joe's right. It's a must. It is for me as well. Like, we've got to have Storm Shadow version 2. Like, it is for me, Storm Shadow version 2 is the entire brand in its entirety. Globulus HasLab, that would be freaking amazing, Chris. Imagine like how much they'd have to do. It'd have to be like the entire set from that final battle. It would have to be that like bridge, that kind of like caterpillar, like locust bridge or whatever it friggin' was. What was it? It looked like some sort of insect bridge anyway. Or those like massive sloppy gob worms that ate Tunnel Rat and then he shot himself out of it. The ones that were ganging up on Chuckles, and Chuckles there with a bazooka, just like a rocket launcher, just like trying to take them out. Mental. Time Worm is a pet. I like that, Scott. Figure Pet, that'd be amazing. I'd say his pod is a vehicle. You'd be right, Dan Stars one, really, because it does fly him around, doesn't it? Fred Deluxe's 1989 Snake Eyes calling it now. I like your thought process, Ed. That's pretty cool. Version 3 Snake Eyes, of course. I would love a version 4 and a version 3 Snake Eyes, despite mine and Pat's arguments over those two figures all the time. We are only joking. The funny thing is, we had a chat afterwards. We were laughing about our little like spat and how we both love both of those figures anyway. Like, if we both want version 3 and version 4, it's quite funny. But it's funny. It's like that's we've just broken the kayfabe there, haven't I? It's not a Swerve Viper, I swear. Version 2 Blind Rock Roadblock and Once a Man Cobra Commander 2-pack is Whip Snakes. That'd be great. I'd be well up for that. Falcon. Oh, yeah, I'm going to stop doing that. The Hazlab will be the flag and only one guy will be able to afford it. Nice one, Scott. James says, oh, I see what you mean, James. Sorry. I see what you're saying. When you were talking about those three factions... I see what you mean now. You meant like broadly Cobra as a faction, Iron Grenadiers and Dreadnoughts, because those are factions within. Yeah. No, okay. I get what you're saying. And yeah, you're right. You're 100% right, James, with what you're saying. I can't argue with that. That's absolutely true. Was a year ago yesterday when May 1st, when they started the promo drops for the Dragonfly. So maybe this month or next month, we start seeing something. I would imagine so, Evan. I would be very surprised if we don't see something soon, honestly. What else? Night Force Falcon and River Otter. I like that. Hi, it's me. That was in the... for those that don't know that reference, that was in the interview with myself and the team, with the Hasbro team. They were talking about animals in the line. I wanted a sloth, and then it turned into this crazy... what mental animals do you want to see in the line? And Lenny said river otters, obviously. He said like even more, it's more specific than that one. It was like West Highland river otters. I can't even remember what it was. Right, I'm going to skip to a few. Sorry, guys, there's so many comments. I can't get to them all. I'm so sorry. Anyway. Lenny mentioned something in the last retro wave this year being shiny. Maybe retro Cobra Commander's mask. Maybe that's why it was pushed back. Good point, Josh. Very good point. Considering Cobra Commander is in that wave and he's got a shiny helmet, that would make a lot of sense. Could very well be the case. We've just been seeing the... I know it's slightly different processes, but Super 7 dropped or started delivering their red jackals to people. And that's a VAC metal helmet and wrists, which is kind of crazy cool. I can't believe more updates. Sorry, Ryan. It's like every couple of days now, isn't it? Checkpoint Alpha. Hi, Chris. Do you think they will make a new head for Falcon? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Based on a number of things. One, there's a new Falcon coming is what was said. And Lenny was excited about it after just talking about the fact that the Falcon previous head was not up to par. I don't think he would have even told anyone there was another Falcon coming if it was the same. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. It makes sense for him to be excited about it because something new is happening. So, yes, 100%. Retro Super Trooper confirmed. Ed, I'd be well up for that. Black Genghis said, I swore you were about to say, it's gonna be May. I just did it. Many releases are being pushed to... May. Yes, Aaron, they are. Super Trooper would be awesome. Yes, it would. Sky Patrol Ferret confirmed. I love all of these ideas, guys. These are great. Emily was talking about the retro waves. Yeah, she was. Did Chris make a guess at who will come with Night Force Falcon? We know who it is, Ray. We can't say. And I can't give any... I don't want to give any clues out because it will probably, yeah, just know that it's another character. It's a bad person character that will be in with Night Force Falcon. But that's all I can say on it. Anyway, right, I'm not going to get to all these comments. There's so many. It's crazy pants. This is great, though. I appreciate it. Mr. Cheeseburger, who is Bam Bam? Is that the next wave? I can't say who Bam Bam is, but it's part of those other three. It's the wave of four. We just can't reveal who it is because it hasn't had a name only reveal yet. Alpine Iron Grenadier bat, Iron Grenadiers, and that Bam Bam figure. But we can't say. Yeah, Bam Bam is the internal code word, basically. Yeah, absolutely. Just like Elroy, Judy, and Betty for the other ones. Okay, I'm getting there. Stop wanting your flag, you'll just blow up your house. I like that, Jeffrey. Oh, yeah, wet as Notter's pocket. Has no one ever heard that term before? Have I made that up? No, it's a British term. Wet as an otter's pocket. And because of that term, me and a couple of work colleagues back in the day when I was working for a music college tried to come up with new phrases that were very similar. And what did we end up as buttery as a monkey's crumpet was another one we came up with. And not didn't make any sense. It just sounded funny. Buttery as a monkey's crumpet. What does that even mean? It just sounded good. But we came up with all sorts. That was the only one I remember, though. Another funny thing we used to do at work was if anyone said like a funny, like it said something, and it sounded like a name, we would go, "Who's?" and then say it back. So if someone said like, "I feel ill," it'd be like, "Who's Phil Ill?" Like, we do that all the time. And it got to the point where you were just like saying it and it wouldn't even sound like a name anymore. But the best one that ever happened, me and my very good friend Dan were on a we had to drive to was it Leicester or Birmingham for like a work meeting. Like, we had to go from it was a long drive. It was like a long drive in the UK, which is like what, 2 or 2.5 hours, 3 hours. But we had to be there at like the crack of sparrow farts. There's another British term that my dad used to learn a lot, say a lot. At the crack of sparrow farts just means very early in the morning. Okay. Getting up as early as the crack of sparrow farts. Okay. Getting up at the crack of sparrow farts. Anyway, so Dan and I, we just finished the meeting, the pointless meeting that we could have done in an email. And we got in his car and he had a bag of trash that we'd eaten breakfast on the way up there. And he said, I said, he passed it to me. And I said, what do you want? He said, "Oh, chuck it in the bin." Dan says, he said, I can't even get it out. He said, who's Chucky Tinderbin? I'm crying. We laughed so hard for like pretty much the entire drive home. Chucky Tinderbin. What is it sounded like some sort of soul singer from like the friggin 70s or 60s or something. It was amazing. Sorry, that made me laugh a lot. I apologize. But I remember that like to the day. That was the best like who's joke ever. And like I said, we would do it all the time, like all the time. And it wouldn't even make sense half the time. Genuinely would not make sense. It was hilarious. Anyway, sorry about that. I am literally in tears after that one. And you're probably thinking, it's not even that funny. But he said, chuck it in the bin. I said, chuck it in the bin. And he was like, who's Chucky Tinderbin? Genius. Absolute genius. Classified Chucky Tinderbin confirmed, Chris. Yes, indeed. Confirmed heights me, Falcon 2-pack with Chucky Tinderbin. I have lost it. I literally am crying right now, genuinely. Oh, hello, a toy kind of mood in the chat. We've been praising your butts. What up, toy kind of mood? I'm sure it's Travis in the chat. I'm assuming. Wanted to show support and say thanks to everyone who checked out the interview. They put that on screen. Why not? There you go. Thank you very much. You are work, Trav. You am work. My goodness. I've been crying. I've been crying in just like, you know, because I didn't get any name only reveals, mate. Just kidding. That's amazing stuff. Great interview, buddy. And yeah, loved it. It was loads of fun again, watching that through. Again, I watched it twice. I watched it last night when it was on. And then I watched it kind of a little bits and pieces when I had the opportunity today, and then and just finished it before I went live tonight. So yeah, watched it a couple of times. What was in the middle of that edit, Moody? What was in that middle of that edit? Sorry, I'm just trying to catch up on it. Chris has lost it. Yes, I did. I'm just laughing because you are. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it. Chucky Tinderbin for Nightclub 4. Scott, that's amazing. amazing. Travis has said, it's me. I think there were a few awkward pauses or people talking over each other or things like, hey, I'm rambling, that I edited out. It's par for the course and you're welcome, lot. Cool. Thank you, Trav, for letting us know. James, yeah, we'll get an extra Falcon. We'll get a new Falcon. Well, oh, you mean an extra Falcon head? I get what you're saying. Like, have two of them so that maybe one of them could be popped on your... Yeah, that would be wicked, actually. We were spoiled with back-to-back interviews with the classified team. Yeah, totally. You're right, Ryan. You're right. I'm only joking, by the way. I'm absolutely stoked. I mean, I love it because then I get to do these episodes where we talk about the news that's come out. I don't have to break it. I don't have to scoop it. I'm just happy that that they did on A Toy Kind of Mood, because I love A Toy Kind of Mood and I love Travis and I love the team. They do great work and work. Anyway, G.I. Joe Bro says, I'm using all of these, by the way. Well, all of the stupid terms I just said. Wet as an otter's pocket. Wetter, sorry, than an otter's pocket. The one we made up, though, is terrible, but it's funny because it just flows nicely, as buttery as a monkey's crumpet. And what was the... Oh, yeah, and then the jokes where you just say... Someone says someone's name by accident in something they say. It's always great. Anyway, I'm gonna do that. If any comments come out where it's like, I feel like there's a name in there, I'm going to do it. I'm like, because I was crying with laughter, I would say. Snot is flowing out of my face now as well. Gross. Eben says, I also watched a couple of times to hear exactly what Lenny said about the tracking on this year's HasLab, whatever that means. Yeah, like there was some really interesting kind of like things that they were talking about. And you could see that they were getting to that point where they were almost saying a little bit too much and had to like, whoa, rein it back in again. Great variety of questions and content in the two interviews as well. I appreciate that. Hi, it's me. But yeah, let's focus on Travs, because that was, and again, you're right. There was I like the fact that it wasn't just, yeah, like it wasn't just the same questions over and over again. It was actually some really good stuff that got some really good content. I got some really good information out of them, which was great. Colder than a well digger's butt. I like that one, Ken. That's a beauty. For original Falcon, I'm using Mimbin Han Solo Black Series head. Would be great to get something official. It would, James. Yeah, retro Falcon is def needed. Yeah, I think so as well. But like I said, he gave us all the information and we just went, okay, well, it's that one, isn't it? Basically. Hey, there you go, McMurphy. There you go. This is what I'm talking about. Who's just in case? Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. When someone says something that sounds like a name, you respond immediately. And it got to the point where we would be like talking, and we'd say one ourselves, and then say it to ourselves, like, who's, like, you know, we weren't even giving people the opportunity to react to what we're, it just got that ridiculous, and it's hilarious. Anywho, sorry, I'm just doing some multitasking, which I hate saying multitasking. Anywho, just interestingly got a message from Lenny there. So just thumbsing it up. That's gross. Right. What? I'm looking in comments to see if any if I can give you any more examples, but McMurphy had it there perfectly. Who's just in case, for example? Oh, I like this. Is great, Scott. Thanks. Toy kind of mood. Good questions. Well paced. Full force. Meandering, ridiculous tangents. Love it. I love that. That's our reputation. That's great. You're so spot on as well. That's so absolutely on point. A witch is, yeah, there's the colder than a witch is. I'm not saying it out loud because it'll just get destroyed. Anyway, there you go. Right, that's 2024, and that's like, again, unlocking the Zorak 2 pack or half of it with Nightforce Falcon. And of course, my assumption is that they were talking about retro Cobra Commander, but you never know. Like, again, I just expect more and more versions of Cobra Commander to be around the corner as well. So it is a little bit like, it's presumptuous on my, it's a bit of an assumption on my case on that one, but I'm rolling with it because, you know, there you go. And we kind of, one wasn't really an update. One was just highlighting that we'd already got it on the list for a long period of time. And the other one is to actually update the listing. So bosh, there you go. Now, 2025 hasn't changed since we last here. And again, probably won't until we maybe get some more stuff in June. You never know, they might do some sort of, I don't know, maybe they won't do a name only reveal when they do a Dragonfly update, but you never know, they might do just to rub it in a bit more. Just kidding. But like, I'm not reading that one out, Ragings Herbert, but that's absolutely phenomenal. I'm not reading it out, nor am I putting it on screen like I have accidentally done in the past with things like this before. But that's ridiculous, and I'm actually probably going to use that from now on. Who's stuffing June? That's a beauty, even though there's a different take on it, but I like it. Stuff in June. Junius. Absolute genius. So yeah, there you go. So again, nothing's changed. I've just highlighted Sewer Urchin and Arthur Deluxe because they obviously, that was updates from the last time. And that was that Sewer Urchin is a Phanmazon and Arthur Deluxe is the SDCCCCCC listing. Anyway, right then. Again, nothing really to kind of go into. But again, there's lots of opportunities here, guys, for multiple new Cobra Commanders, is there not, right? So yeah, there you go. Right then, I've updated other listings. This is still in here, but I want to destroy it. I just can't bring myself to delete it on the thing. Like, I feel like I just don't think it's happening. Next interview, says Stanley. Oh, actually, I do know this. We're trying to work out something for quite like multiple things in July, because it looks like there might be, well, you know, I don't think it's like giving anything away. It's going to be a very busy month, right? So there's probably going to be multiple things that happen in that month. And I would expect that we would probably want to talk to them after one of the first major events. So it might be one of those things where we speak to them a couple of times in a row, or we build it up and we wait towards the end of the month. So either we're going to get lots of little piecemeal interviews, which is probably less likely based on how busy they are and how difficult it is to kind of get availability sometimes. But I would say, Stanley, that it wouldn't be, it's very likely going to be kind of back end of June. Back end of June, anyone? Kitty said. That's a Kitty said thing, really, that I usually do. I'm trying not to say HasLab. No, not in that. Genuinely, Ray, I have no clue. Not the big, like, what I mean is that they're going to be doing, that there's going to be events all throughout the month, and there's going to be one at the big, like, early in the month. And there was talk about maybe, did you want to speak to us after the first thing? And so, yeah. So, but to be honest, it might make more sense to just do a biggie at the end, because there's going to be a lot of things that come out and to talk about. And it's, I don't know. It, like I said, it's, it might be easier going forward getting hold of them, but it's going to be difficult to still get availability, especially in that month. Get crazy pants. Anyway, let's move on from that, because again, we don't know what's happening with the selfie series, so I'm moving on. Anyway, I updated the list, the name only reveals. So I've put Night Force Falcon in there specifically because we know it is, and I'm not gonna dance around it. We know it's Night Force Falcon, and we're very excited for it to be. And Retro CC is my, I'm just taking him out of the, I'm taking him out of the unofficial leaks category, if you get what I'm saying. He's gone in now to the name only reveals. And yes, you could put a couple of different Cobra Commanders in there, genuinely could. But I'm deciding now, I've made an executive decision as part of nothing to do with Hasbro. I've put my Retro CC in the name only reveal section. Okay. I've done it. It's happened. Don't sue me, please. So there you go. Yeah. It's looking a little bit busy in the name only reveal section. So we're hopefully going to get some, you know, actual reveals of these in, you know, render form and all that good stuff over Yojo June. And of course we've got, we'll have to wait obviously for Raptor and Starduster before we see them. Unless there's like image leaks from like the factory. Who's sue me, please? Guys, you are absolutely smashing it out of the park with these. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. I love it. Future Fortress Maximus. Who's sue me, please? Absolutely genius. Love it. Anyway, what am I saying? Is that everything? I think that's all. I think that's everything. I think, yeah. So name only reveals. I am struggling to get the graphics together for Blowtorch because I can't find the time to do any of this. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I've got to work on this. Now I've got to do that. And now I've got to, it's just, it's hard. And as Kitty said, and there's a lot of graphics for this one. Huge idiot, Stanley. I like that one. I am a huge idiot. Who's he? Exactly. Viper Scout says, Chris is wrong. It's Sonic Fighter Falcon versus Sonic Fighter Road Pig. That would be freaking amazing. Genuinely amazing. Who's Jen Ewinley? Amazing. See? This, you've got me doing this thing. I stopped doing this. Like it was like a drug. Like it was like an OCD thing. Like I couldn't get away. I'm not saying that one, Jeffrey. But like we would do this so often that it got absolutely ridiculous. It was funny. It was funnier when you didn't actually finish the sentence because you then were like, had to think about what you said, if you know what I mean. Like, you're like, who's? But you would actually say the name because someone had kind of said it already. So it got to that point where you weren't even saying it. You were just going, who's? And that's the noise and the sound that I hear that makes me crack up afterwards, especially Chucky Tinderbin. Chucky Tinderbin. Is there a better who's ever? I don't think there is. People are watching this now going, what is he talking about? You'll just have to go back and watch me crack up. Exactly, Paul. Exactly. Who's exactly? See what I'm saying? Right, I can't do this anymore because I'm going to be doing this all friggin' night now. Ugh. Anyway. There, you know, so I'll be getting through Blowtorch, Kitty said, eventually. Then I was going to move on to Road Pig. Then I was going to do Once a Man Cobra Commander, which would take me about 30 seconds. And after that, I could do Let's Talk Night Force Falcon, but what's the point? Like, we know we pretty much know already. We'll see. And as far as Retro Cobra Commander goes, maybe I could do a Let's Talk Cobra Commander and just talk about all the options that we have. You know, Who's Ol friggin' right now? you guys are the best. Really hoping for Blonde Cover Girl. Retro Scarlet is amazing. Retro. Oh, Blake, 100%. Yeah, I can't. From what I've seen, I can't wait to get that figure in hand. I think from what I've seen, she looks phenomenal, that Retro Scarlet. So yeah, I think a Blonde Cover Girl would be friggin' awesome. anyway, I've opened a can of worms here, haven't I? Who's Ken of Worms? So anyway, that's your name only reveals. You're going to be doing this as well, aren't you? You're going to be thinking about this way more when I'm talking about stuff. Who's Wayne? That kind of thing, you know? Who's Evan Shulley? Brilliant, Danny. Brilliant. I'm not doing that one, Jeffrey, because I didn't say that. But who is it? Right. Next up, then, we have Digital Renders. Now, again, I'm assuming Dragonfly updates will take care of this very soon. And probably in this month, but who knows? I was saying that last month and the month before that, and probably the month before that, and we're still here. So who knows? We're going to do this in every stream from now on. Honestly, you'll do it, and I'll call it out each time as well. It's going to become the new gimmick. It's going to be the new Stay Fresh Cheese Bags thing, isn't it? Just these silly who's. Anyway, Digital Renders, we know that. Moving on. I'm a little behind tonight, just hitting Chucky Tinderpin. I can't stop cracking up when I hear that. Massive shout out to Dan. You're an absolute legend for saying that. We were crying as well, like I was then. We were literally in his car laughing. So, in fact, I remember, because I was out of the car about to throw the stuff in the trash, right? Chuck it in the bin. And when he said that, I was outside the car and we were laughing so much, I literally kind of collapsed to the ground while I was putting the stuff in the bin, while I was chucking it in the bin. And then for a good couple of minutes, I'm just sitting like on my knees on like the floor of a car park, which is not the best place to be, is it? Yeah, Kitty said. Hell in a handbasket's one of my favorite sayings, actually, Ed, as well. And we always do that when someone says, going to hell in a handbasket, I'd be like, who's hell in a... Like, every time, dude. It's not even funny. Anyway. Amazing. Right then. Next. What was the next thing? Oh, unofficial leaks. I've just removed Retro Cobra Commander because I had the power to do that of my own graphics. So that's what I've done. And now we're left with these. It's looking a bit sparse in the unofficial leaks category, isn't it, at the moment? We're going to have to start, hopefully, get those moved up. Can you believe they didn't even give me the IG bat? That would have made sense as well. That would have been, like, definitely what I deserved if I was getting anything. So that would have been funny as hell. Anyway, that's everything. That's everything covered, everything that we've talked about tonight, I think. I'm just going to scroll back ever so slightly to... this screen, so we've got those kind of highlighted. So anyway, guys, thank you for joining me for tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. It's been really fun. Really needed that actually today. It hasn't been a rough day. It's been a bit of a rough week though. And I was saying that on like Tuesday. It's Tuesday, isn't it? Who's ever so slightly? Genius, Scott. Genius. anyway. That's it, I think. It's been hilarious. I haven't laughed like that for a while. Not cry laughed. And I know mainly it was my own doing, so that's worse in a way. But it was referring to a story from someone else's joke, so at least there's that. Who's been a rough week? That's genius, Jamie Lynn. But this is what I'm saying, guys. You're on it. You're there. You're going to get me doing this now. Brilliant. Who's Hugh going to get me? Right. That's it. I'm going to call it a day before any more stuff keeps coming in. Chris, you crack you up. Indeed, Ed. Raw Talk Raw deal. Scrappy equals Footloose. It doesn't, but we're not far away from Footloose, Raw Talk, Real Deal, genuinely. So I'll give you that much. Okay, that's enough before I give up too much of the game. I will see you guys on the next... What will I say? Oh, probably the weekly. Oh, I might have to do the weekly tomorrow instead of Saturday, and I haven't told Pat yet. So I should probably reach out to Pat after this and explain that we... Because I can't do it on Saturday morning because we're going to... We've got Kate's folks. We've got the in-laws coming this weekend. So no stream on Saturday morning. I apologize. Blame the family. I'm just kidding, of course. Don't do that. But I'll probably do the episode solo on Friday kind of evening. Apologies, I know. I'll do it as early as I can. But it will... Who's lead? Again, I can't keep doing this because I'll keep doing it myself. I'll keep doing it myself. Anyway, weekly, probably Friday at some point. I will put a post out to explain when it's going to happen and all that kind of stuff. It won't be pre-recorded. I'll be doing it live, but it'll be me on my own. Right. Okay, then. See you tomorrow, then, I guess. And if any news kicks off, we'll cover it on the weekly. Do not worry. I'll cover it on the weekly. Okay. See you guys on the next one, which is tomorrow. Stay fresh, cheese bags. Massive shout out again to A Toy Kind of Mood, Travis, the team, and the Hasbro team for an amazing interview. Go check it out. Link is in the description right now. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's brilliant. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And after three, you know what to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, you know it. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, Full Force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.